It's Thursday morning. We usually check in with Jenny Vaughn, the chancellor at Ivy Tech, but we have a pinch hitter today, fresh out of the bullpen.
We have Steve Bryan.
Hello, Steve.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Keith's going to give you your official title because it doesn't fit on the business card. Go ahead.
I asked him if he had an acronym for it. He is the executive director of the Gail and Bill Cook Center for Entrepreneurship at Ivy Tech Community College.
Well, and the great news is the Cook's helping out and doing that. They've made for some nice living. You've got a brand new building over there. You've got snow removed. You've got the doors open, ready to happen. What is happening at the Gail and Bill Cook? Go ahead with the rest of that, Keith.
Gail and Bill Cook Center for Entrepreneurship.
It's a lot to put in one sentence or
I'll
one
tell you
word.
What. It's great. Well, that means you guys must be busy and have lots of important things going on.
We are. We have lots of things going on. Want to talk about first our new business pitch competition. We're calling it the Duke It Out Business Pitch Competition.
And let me guess, you have some help from an energy corporation with that.
As a matter of fact, we have a premier sponsor in Duke Energy, our local community partner. Yeah, but it's an opportunity for any Ivy Tech student in Bloomington to come out and pitch an idea. And this is a short, you know, you don't have to have this well developed. You don't have to have a business plan. You don't have to have 3 years of financial projections. This is Shark Tank Lite.
Okay,
so
good.
And in 30 seconds or 60 seconds, talk about your idea, why it's great, why it can work, and it's going to be a judged competition with some cash prizes for the first, second,
third place. Oh, I thought you were going to like reach into your pocket and give me money for my business if I won.
Well, I'm always bailing you out, Keith. I can't do it every time.
That's exactly right.
Talk about that for a second, because people see the Shark Tank and they see that, but you're dealing with people that aren't quite that at that point yet. How do you help those people, and how do you help them get their start?
Yeah, well, anybody who's seen Shark Tank, it's a pretty scary experience because you have Mark Cuban and others up there who are really grilling you on your financial model or, you know, is this thing really, is the market there,
plan.
And they're asking for a lot of data. Well, a pitch is just a pitch. It's, hey, I have this good idea. I think it's well-developed enough to maybe take it forward, and that's what we're trying to help our students think through. You know, okay, if I've had this great idea, I'm a kind of a tinkerer, or, you know, I thought about starting a food truck or whatever it may be, and, boy, I'd really like to get up there and tell some people about it. Well, there's an art to doing that, and that's kind of what we help them in a coaching way. You know, we've had a couple of planning workshops for the students, and we've had about 15 or 20 that have participated in some of the workshops to kind of go in there and, you know, tell us about your idea. What are you trying to do? Have you thought about these things? Build this into it. You know, tell us why it can work and where you think you'll be able to make some money and why you're doing it.
Now, what about the person, Steve, that's the step above that? They're already investing some of their own money and getting something off the ground.
Mm-hmm. And we have many students that are already operating a business or it's a side thing and they'd like to take it to maybe full time. So we provide free consulting. We provide classes and how to develop that idea further into a full plan or a full business plan. You know, we'll sit them down with industry experts or legal experts or accountants, you know, whatever it may be that they need help with. A lot of times it's market research. They just don't know. You know, I want to start a pizza franchise here in town. Well, do you know there's 25 other pizza franchises
yeah,
in town?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you may better figure out why yours is unique and why it can work. You know, things like that.
Or even more importantly, why it won't work.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Probably
a good portion of the time we talk them out of something they weren't really prepared to do and hadn't really thought through, and that's saving them time and money, if you know what I mean.
You break my dream?
No.
Well, it's a fine line between breaking their will and encouraging them to move forward.
Well, you know, it's important that you also provide a service to non-students, people in the community. Explain that for a second.
Yeah, well, much like we would with our students, you know, anybody that needs help with a business idea, whether they're existing business now and they want to be better or they're experiencing some challenges or they've, you know, just been sitting on that idea for 20 years and finally said, okay, I'm going to do something about it, we can provide a step-by-step process to help them either through the classes that we have or through free consulting. We also are the host for the Small Business Development Center's regional office here, and their mission is to get people started on the pathway to starting a business. So
let me take you back to something you just said, because the issue is, and how much does this cost me? You slipped in the word free.
Free. This is free consulting. This is paid for by our college and state and federal dollars, local match dollars from community partners that want to see more small businesses start or grow in our business in our community.
Well, and talk about how important small business is to communities, because if we don't grow things like small business, then our tax rate goes up, and then no one's having any fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the greatest portion of jobs growth is in small businesses in every community in the country, and it's no different here.
And free,
right.
Advice, free, everything.
Free is great. We love free.
And what's the easiest way to get a hold of you guys, Steve, so people listening right now can jot down the number?
Sure. The phone number for our office is 812-330-6261, and you can always Google Gail and Bill Cook Center for Entrepreneurship, and we'll come up on the web.
Yeah, no question too small, no question too big, so it's a resource that people need to be aware of in any walk of life, again, to help things get better around here, and that's bettering the community, and that's what you guys do.
Yeah, when we started the center, you know, when John Weikart was chancellor before he retired, you know, his idea was let's create a simple program here that helps students, that helps people that walk in the front door that aren't students, and, you know, has some community outreach in the region that we serve. And the Cooks said, we love this idea, but we want it to be simple and practical, because that's how we built our business at the Cook Companies. And that's kind of what we're doing here in a business pitch competition, which will be April 1st, by the way, if anybody wants to join us. That's kind of why we do these kind of programs, because it gives our students a pretty simple and easy way to get up there and test their idea in front of a crowd of peers, be it students, be it staff, be it some of our community leaders.
Practice, practice, practice.
You got it.
We're talking with Steve Bryant, who is the executive director of the Gail and Bill Cook Center for Entrepreneurship.
It's not easy to rattle that off.
In Bloomington, something caught my eye out that you're doing, Steve. They have a Bloomington Switch Yard, but you have a Bloomington Switch Board.
Correct.
Now, help me understand what that is and how that helps the community.
Sure. Last year, end of March, we announced the Bloomington Switchboard, which is a web portal for entrepreneurs to connect into resources around the community. Say they're looking for an attorney, if they're in the kind of the coding business, they're looking for somebody to code for them, to create a piece of software, a mobile app, you know, whatever it may be that they're looking for. They can find those resources on. It's kind of like an online business card. You set up an account, you know, I'm an attorney, I can put that in there. Or also, if you're looking to connect with other entrepreneurs, there's a whole section in there where you can kind of find all startup businesses and existing businesses that have signed up. We've got over 300 accounts now in a year, trying to grow it. We're actually adding some new functionality so that when people have events in town that entrepreneurs might want to plug into, they can find them very easily right now. You can go in there, and if somebody has listed it, you can find it, but you got to remember to go in there. And much like I know, Keith, you're on Facebook all day long.
Okay, so. Right. That's me.
Yeah, so if that little red number pops up, there's an event going on, and you want to check it out, it lets you know. Well, we don't have that capability currently, but we've just recently received a grant from the Bloomington Urban Enterprise Association to upgrade the switchboard, and we're going to add that capability.
Connecting, was that, yeah, socially and in every other way. The one last thing before we let you go, I didn't do my homework on this, but that's why we have you here, because you're the expert. The new West Side over there has got a new name. It's been rebranded. Are you guys part of all that as well?
Yeah, I think the whole college is part of it. You know, I think it's called Innovation West. It's kind of a branding initiative for the West Side, you know, Economic Development Group. And I think it's all about branding initially, you know, putting a name and a face on it. And
so when you say Innovation West, everybody knows what area you're mm-hmm. talking about out there. And obviously this is in the infant stage, so maybe not a lot of people know right now. How much input did you guys have in that at Ivy Tech, or was that just part of where you're at being involved with it?
No, we've been part of the process since the beginning. The Redevelopment Commission, the County Redevelopment Commission, and their designated consultant had arranged two or three, you know, listening sessions and getting ideas and throwing, you know, names and concepts on the board, and we've been part of many of those.
Steve, Jenny wouldn't forgive you if you didn't say that you could still register for second 8-week classes before you leave.
Yeah, second 8-week classes at Ivy Tech begin Monday, March 7th. You can still enroll. You can wander in the door anytime. Our express enrollment center is open.
Including your classes.
Including my classes, absolutely. Yep.
Perfect. Hey, we always appreciate the information and the insight, and thank you for your time. Have a great weekend. Enjoy. Again, it's going to be 55 on Saturday and 65 on Sunday. Welcome to Indiana.
You got it. Groundhog's looking good today.
He is. How do you like yours? Medium rare?
I do.
We'll put it on the grill on Sunday and see how we do that. Steve, thanks for your time as always, brother.
Okay, see you guys.
Steve Bryant, give me his title one more
time. Executive Director of the Gail and Bill Cook Center for Entrepreneurship.